You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. I'm going to play two job descriptions for you, and I want you to picture the ideal candidate for the job. Listen closely.
Someone with superior analytical skills, including strong ability to identify and solve ambiguous problems, and a willingness to roll up the sleeves and do whatever is necessary to meet goals and deadlines.
And here's the second job description. Again, picture who the job should go to.
Someone who is flexible and has ability to shift gears quickly between multiple campaigns. They're cool under pressure with a pleasant while professional demeanor, both in the office and when interacting with talent.
That first listing uses pretty masculine language. The second, pretty feminine. And those are both real job postings with E! Entertainment News. The first is for a director of digital product and the second for a social media editor. And that listing is in a new study that finds social media job postings use pretty gendered language generally skewed toward women. Brooke Erin Duffy co-authored that study. She's an assistant professor at Cornell. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You looked at lots of different job descriptions. What is something coded as female read like? How is the language gendered?
Someone who is, in one of our favorite ads, someone who must be excited to work on administrative tasks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So anyone who's ever worked in an office knows how difficult it is to kind of feign excitement over administrative tasks. But essentially someone who can embody what sociologists describe as emotional labor. The terms passion, enthusiastic were kind of this persistent refrain across our sample. There was also an emphasis on community building and someone who is caring, sociable, giving, generous. These are traditionally associated with feminine skills.
You know, why are these traits things we associate with women anyway? Why couldn't you say, oh, passion, that's sort of open across the board?
Yeah, and I'm you know, very careful to point out these are coded as feminine and not anything that that there's any natural association. And what was so profound to us is these are, you know, this is essentially a form of tech work, but there was much less of an emphasis on the social media technical skills and more on these social dimensions, on this need to be flexible, this need to perform a particular emotional stance.
Can you give me an example of what would be sort of male-coded language that might not show up in one of the job descriptions you looked at?
Terms that are associated with traditional tech work. So managerial, enterprising, entrepreneurial, leadership.
What do the numbers say in terms of what percent of these jobs are occupied by women?
So for us, the best statistic we came across was actually self-reported information on a salary composition site called PayScale. And 70 to 80% of social media workers, and that includes editors, specialists, managers, self-identify as female. Compare this to the tech sector, which it's a very young, male-dominated culture.
You know, I'm curious whether a female-dominated profession in this way, is it a bad thing? Is it a good thing?
This work tends to be rendered invisible. I mean, by virtue of the fact that it's behind the screens, but this invisibility manifests itself in other ways, most likely kind of lower status and lower payment. And think about the status that coders and developers have. They are valorized. They are heavily paid. Where I see it as problematic is thinking about how young women who want to work in tech may be marginalized through the recruitment into these particular fields.
When we think about social media in our very fast-paced economy, what is the role of a social media manager now anyway?
So there is so much content that is created for the digital economy, the type of content that goes on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat and even LinkedIn. And the only reason we come across this content is because social media workers make this content visible. They draw upon strategy to garner likes and favorites and metrics, and they ensure that content is hyper-visible to us as consumers. But the irony, of course, is that to be good at this job, you as the worker are actually rendered invisible. So it's a really interesting binary there. But the content we see it because of the planning and circulation of social media workers.
So let's say you're listening to this and you're a hiring manager or you run a company and you're thinking, you know what, I want to put out straightforward language to hire anybody for this job. How can you avoid bias in hiring language?
Talk to somebody who specializes in kind of the gendering of language and ensure that these coded words aren't so persistent throughout the job ad. And also thinking about there's this marginal status associated with being a social media worker. Social media is propelling our economy at the current moment. And so hiring managers need to recognize how crucial these positions are in ways that we don't tend to think too much about.
Brooke Erin Duffy is an assistant professor of communications at Cornell University. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was really great to chat.
We reached out to E! News. A spokeswoman vehemently denied their language attracts anyone of a specific gender and called the premise of the study absurd. But if you want to see for yourself if there is a difference in job listing language, just go to our website, marketplace.org.